Hi, thank you for holding. Is this David?
Yeah.
Hey, David. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Okay.
Hey, okay. Good. I'll take it. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
Well, I'm just like, you know, you have to understand with all the, you know, these are different times, you know what I mean? And I'm being contacted just kind of like randomly. So you have to understand my skepticism a little bit because this is the new age of spam calling. Okay. Mm. So how do I know that this isn't some, you know, scam that's being sold to me right now? I mean, I need like some credentials from you guys as far as, you know, to prove who you guys are saying that you really are. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I definitely understand what you're saying. I'm already working on it. So you should have got the first text.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. That's our reviews. We've been around since 2004. The second one is a link to our Google Partner Badge, but if you click on our website, our partner badge is also all over our website. We're right next to Google Building 1. Like, we've been doing this for 20 years. We're not a new business at all. We're not a fly-by-night. We're definitely not a scam. You qualified for first page placement?
Does
it? Who doesn't?
What
was that?
I qualified for the first page listing. Why?
Well, you have to fit the industry and the area that they're looking for, and then we look at other things that you're using. We look at length of time of business, reviews, things like that they can find. Anything that you submit online is basically being submitted on the Google search engine, so they have access to it, as well as the public records. Yeah, so they pull data from a lot of different places.
Yeah, and I mean, as of right now, like, I mean, I just kind of started things with Angie Leeds and whatever slash
saw that.
Home Advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now this is costing me
part of the reason now
with them. No, I'm saying like I'm just I don't know what this is gonna run me to post my business on. What did you say, like first page or whatever of Google listing in my area?
It's Google Places placement. So it's just three guys next to the map there. Mm-hmm. No, it's okay. I just want to be clear.
It's just what is this going to be running me? Because I have no idea, number one, what I'm getting myself into with Angie Leads. And I had already stressed to them, like, I can't have this be like a super expensive investment. You know what I mean? I'm only using them to just kind of like get things started, and which most business owners do to try to get my name out there. And then, you know, obviously I'm going to probably just, you know, cancel with them. So
wouldn't be a bad idea. I sent you an article from the Federal Trade Commission that's been talking about shutting those guys down. We saw you were using that. You know, and there's probably about 40 different electricians on this list, but when we saw you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's, you were one of the first five people that we called. And the reason is because I know how that system works. And,
I do too a little bit with what I read, and believe me, I threw everything at them that I possibly could as far as like, I mean, they don't have the best reviews, you know, and I understand. You know, you're going to get good ones, you're going to get bad ones. But go ahead, continue.
For them, it's pretty cut and dry. You know, their good reviews are the homeowners that, you know, got five quotes and picked the cheapest guy. And then their bad reviews are every business owner that's using it. It's like a one-star rating from the business owners on featured customers from their actual, So the reason we contacted you first, though, on the list is because when you do this search on Google, Home Advisor by Angie's is on that first page. It says 10 best electricians, right? And so they put themselves on Google to get potential leads, and then they sell those leads to you guys for a lead fee. It'll go to about four or five people, and they charge you the lead fee whether you get the job or not. Right?
Yes, I know.
So,
I know. Yeah.
So usually with guys on Home Advisor by Angie, we're having a conversation that's actually saving them money instead of a conversation about spending more money, right? It's more just allocating the marketing budget instead of, hey, let's have 100 different things floating around. So, you know, what we found is when you list somebody independently on the first page and you let customers call them directly without the lead fees, the click fees, and the call fees, they usually have a lot better success as a business as a whole. They have a lower spending each month on leads. The leads are better quality because they're not going to multiple people. They're calling you live, you know. And so, you know, we usually just have good experience with people that come from platforms like that. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as, like, the cost and everything, I'll dive into that with you here. I sent you the pricing page. But the major benefit to you is that we have availability for electricians in this area. You know, if you look up electricians in your area on Google right now on your smartphone, or I don't know if you're near a computer, but there's only three guys that'll show as the top options on page one next to the map here in this Google Places section. And so once we fill that spot, we close out the category. So we can't have a conversation about putting you on the first page of Google every day. You know, it has, there has to be availability for Google Places, or you have to do like Google Ads or Google Guarantee. But nevertheless, you know, that's the major benefit in this conversation, is you can get away with from pay per lead today. You know, if that's something that you don't want to do as a long term solution. It's okay.
Go ahead.
Were you going to say?
I was going to say, well, I mean, if I end up doing this with you right now, I mean, is it safe to say, like, I don't want to go too far with these people. So, I mean, I'd even cancel my subscription with them immediately, as long as you feel I'm going to be successful with, you know, having my name at the top of the list here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, okay, so if you look at the guys that are there now, like Gregory Lee Electric and Total Electric LLC,
they're
getting called every day.
More Total Electric.
Well, they're getting calls every day. TRD Electric, I think, is who you're talking about, though, right? The one that's, like, temporarily closed?
It's weird. Like, there's Total Electric, and I don't know if they relocated, but they were literally right around the corner from my house. They're off of Savercool, and they're not there anymore. It's like a different company is where they used to be. So I don't know where they're
Savercool Ave. Yeah, that is them. It's weird because the way we get the notification is they just say, hey, somebody relocated. They didn't say it was like a cancel. They just said, hey, somebody relocated, and then we have a listing available, and then they just gave us a list. So that was like the notification that we got this morning for this one. And then my reps just kind of go down that list. Tara's down there. It's like a call center downstairs. Yeah, but it was weird because I also have a notification that TRD Electric is temporarily closed. So I don't know if they just suspended their listing and then it's actually Total Electric, but I assumed it was TRD Electric.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Either way.
I don't know. We
have availability. That's the good thing. We could place you there. And having you there is hugely beneficial. Google has been the most profitable way for business owners to advertise for the last 16 years. It's not an unknown thing. The hard part is really just the availability of the placement. If we're at our max capacity and we're already committed to other electricians in your area, then we can't have conversations like this, right? So we have the availability. Go ahead. Sorry.
What's gonna be listed? Just my name, my number, and that's it. Like, do I have to do anything with building a website? Like, cause I really, to be honest,
you're good.
With
we
you,
got
I'm
it.
A little out of. Oh, you take care of that stuff.
Yeah. We do take care of all the legwork. We just need you to answer the phone and get good reviews. Really, I mean, that's the simple form. Request the reviews, obviously, through your app and tracking system we give you, but. We try to make it simple. We treat our business owners like they're computer illiterate, basically. Like, you guys are great at what you do. We're great at what we do. And we just kind of walk you through it. And it's a month-to-month service. So, you know, the way we get these guys to come back each month is we make sure that it's working for them.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, but to answer your question, like what they'll see, right? So we build a Google business profile. And that's the first thing we'll do for your business. So that way you have your own Google business profile for people to leave reviews. And then you have the option if you want to have a website on there or not. But we could actually put you on the first page now with no website. I can include a website for you. It would just, I would only charge you what it would cost us to purchase the domain name. And I could have my graphic mm-hmm. design team build the site exactly how you want it to look. And we could provide hosting for that site, have that site attached to the first page of Google. Okay. Your Google business profile. And then, there are other directories though that we have access to because they have pre-existing relationships with Google. So it's things like Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa. You know, we could submit you to all of those platforms as well, and you can get leads from those platforms as well. So you don't have all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. And then,
can the web page be added later though?
Sure.
Or no.
Absolutely.
I feel like what you're offering is exactly what freaking Angie's was trying to, you know, sell me on first time around. You know what I mean? It's literally, it's almost like I'm being resold the service that Angie supposedly is, you know, providing as well, you know? So.
Yeah, but not at all. So the Google business profile and the stuff that we create, you keep even if you leave our services later and you're not on the first page of Google. What they're doing is they put you on their site and put themselves on Google, right? So it's like if I I'm Angie's or Home Advisor, I invest in Google advertising to get leads. I sign you up. I put you on my website. You're not on Google for people to call directly. I want it that way for a reason. And then I sell you my leads individually, one by one, but I'm selling them to three or four other guys that are also on my site. We're not putting you on localsplash.com. We're not putting you on our website. We're putting you directly on Google. This is your business own independent business listings online.
Right.
So it's a completely different service. This is almost like if you hire somebody in-house to market for you, right? Except for they wouldn't be able to get you on the first page without the Google partnership. So they do everything else. So we're covering your bases
right. Well,
there.
To just break it down or sum it up real quick, what's it going to cost me each month with just filling that spot is what I want to start with first, so that way I can try to, you know, wean off of, because unfortunately I already have $400 invested in Angie, so I'm going to make sure I get the rest of my leads, whether I get a job out of it or not. That's unfortunately, that's just what I'm going to have to bite the bullet with. If I literally get no job out of that $400 that's so far invested, but I'm going to make sure that I'm not charged again because I will cancel with them immediately is what I'm trying to tell you. So
gotcha.
I have no problem getting this started with you, but I just need to know what is it going to run me a month just to play.
Yeah, I don't want to cut corners or half-A it, for lack of better words. So if you go to that text message that I sent you, the most recent one, it says localsplash.com/pricing.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's a platinum package in there. The platinum package includes the website and all the bells and whistles. It also has Facebook ads. So it's an A to Z campaign. Basically, you could leave Home Advisor. You wouldn't need anything else. We'll be covering all your other bases online, with the exception of Home Advisor. So we'll be using multiple platforms to generate leads for you. But it's advertised at $599, and there's usually a setup fee for the website. I can get that package reduced to just $249, which is close to our wholesale cost on it. And then if you want the website too, I could do it with a $99 setup fee. So the initial investment on the package would be $348 the first month, but then it would go down to $299 month to month after that. That would be the best thing.
I can't spend $300 a month right now.
I gotcha. Well, if I waive the fees with the site, I could get it down to just $249. That's what I was going to say if you don't want to start with the site.
I can't spend that kind of money right now just to have my stuff on Google.
It's not just to be on Google. It's to be on the first page as a top option.
No, I understand that. I'm just going to have to try to market myself
What were you thinking something like this was going to cost? What number were you expecting me to say?
I don't know. Like, if you're charging a monthly subscription, that's what I was thinking. A monthly subscription of, like, maybe $39 a month, $40 a month. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know it was going to be in the couple hundreds, almost $300.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some business owners rely on this solely to get their customers coming in.
Yeah, well, you have to understand, like, and I'm sure they were kind of established before they even got this thing started, too. You know what I mean? Like...
Well, it's part of getting established, you know, like building your website, building the place for them to leave reviews. It's kind of like I'm here moment for people to
I understand see. That, but I'm literally living paycheck to paycheck right now. So even me, you know, putting a credit card on file for those other freaking assholes, you know what I'm saying? I hate to say it, you know.
No, I appreciate you being open with me about all this stuff. It's kind of crazy to hear. $400, and then you haven't gotten anything from these guys yet?
I got one lead. I called the people back and haven't heard back from this lady yet. So whatever.
Okay.
I mean...
Yeah. I mean, it'll probably work out, to be honest. It's just, like, not a good long-term solution. Like, I mean, $400, you could easily make that back. One lead. Yeah, well, nobody should be buying leads that with no... You know, it's almost like buying scratchers, like at the store.
Yeah,
you pay,
well, with no guarantee,
pay the money and,
I know.
Yeah, okay. And just see what happens after you call it, you know. You know, I don't like doing this, but I can throw it out there. Like, I could obviously still include the website, waive the fees on the website, and this is the best that I could do, is I could reduce the monthly cost on a friends and family plan. I just try to tell them I know you. And this is just me trying to provide you a solution to get away from those guys, but I could get you all the bells and whistles. I'll include the site at just $199 out the door, and then I could lock you in at that rate month to month for this local listing. Like I said, still getting the website. I'm just waiving the fees on it. I'm giving you all the bells and whistles that we have to offer in that bundle, but I'm basically telling them I know you personally in order to get that kind of rate. If I could do something like that at $199 month to month, does that help your situation?
I don't know. I'm literally adding another freaking bill to what all the...
You're not. You're going to end up taking that $400 off the books. So you're going to end up, instead of spending $400 a month or more on lead fees every month just to keep...
I'm not planning on doing that. Once I run out this $400 with them,
I know, but it's 2024, David. I mean, it's like you got to market the business in order to build it up, you know? At some point, you're going to wind up doing this stuff. You know, websites alone, it's going to cost a lot more than $200. So I hope you can see what I'm actually trying to do for your company here. I know at some point you're going to need to cross the bridge, even if you're not putting it on the first page of Google. You know, how are people going to hire an electrician? They can't even verify, like, your licensed or insured or legitimate company, you know, with just doing a search. They can't look you up. So it's like you got to get a word-of-mouth chain, and then you got to, you know, rely on somebody to just hire you without knowing if you're legitimate. And those kind of jobs are probably the kind of jobs you don't want in the first place. It's not how you get ahead. But if you're working full time and you're saying you're going paycheck to paycheck, you know, this is a good way to build up a pipeline of business for you, get your business name out there, get the website built, you know, and then the customers will come in and you can schedule them for when you're available and start building up that book of business until you can have it be a full-time company. But you got to start that at some point. If you just, you know, hey, I got an electrician's license and, you know, I got all this certification. I just hope jobs are going to fall out of the sky. It's not going to work.
I'm not saying that. And this is also, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Yeah, okay. I got 13 years on you, bro. All right?
I hear you.
I'm sure you're not, you got kids yet? You married?
Yeah, I got two kids and a wife. That's correct. A 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Okay, so you have to understand, you know.
I understand.
My position, you know, like.
I do understand your position. I think I've been doing this for 12 years. Literally didn't even go to college.
Yeah.
I interned here for 6 months.
Okay.
They turned me down twice because I didn't have any experience, okay? But I wanted to work with Google, and I wanted to work for a Google partner. I knew that was what I wanted to do. And I'll tell you flat out, most business owners that aren't on the first page are only subjected to 10% of the business that's out there, especially
so even if I get on this first page, like, what else are you going to put on there? Because I do have the license, I do have the insurance. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's
I
part
didn't
of
get
your
my,
Google verification
I didn't,
form.
Right. I didn't get my certification yet, or my license, my official license card. I didn't get that in the mail yet. I'm waiting for that. All I have is a temporary.
That's
like,
fine. Yeah, that's fine.
You know?
You send in what you have. There's a form. It's called a Google verification form. We send it to everybody at Port of Sale, and you have to fill it out and send it in, and that goes to Google. And then on your Google business profile with your website, there's a little badge and a check mark that says Google verified. You can see on these guys, and that's how they know that you're a legitimate licensed electrician. And they could verify that before they even call you, you know? So that way, by the time these people call you, they've already seen your website, they've already seen your reviews, they already know that you're licensed and that you're a legitimate contractor, and then they call you. So it's not people wasting your time,
like,
you know?
No, I know that, but it's just like, this sucks because I literally just got done setting this shit up with the other place. You know what I mean? Same thing.
Starting
a
business
is
expensive, and it is tough. If it was easy, everybody would do it, David. There's so many hurdles that happen, and that people just end up giving up at some point.
No, what I'm saying is, like, what I'm saying is I already reached out to people, previous customers that I did work for, to ask them, and I sent them a link. Can you please give me a review? You know what I mean? Like, I don't have many on – I have, like, 4 total right now on Home Advisor, but – it's just like, now I have to, here's another app I got to download. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I'm old school. You know what I mean? I understand that's not the way, you know, this is 2024.
I hear you.
I should embrace the technology like you know, Gen Zs, but.
Yeah, it's supposed to make your life easier. I mean, if you think about it, if we roll back, I mean, you're 13 years older than me, so let's roll back to, like, Google was founded in, what, 96? I mean, imagine you're starting this
company.
Yeah,
I'm older than freaking Google. Imagine that.
Well,
I'm
me too. Me
freaking...
too. Me too. I mean, I know my kids aren't going to believe it. But but what I'm saying is like back then to start a business up, you know, you had to have crazy word of mouth chain. You had to door knocking, billboards, flyers, whatever the case may be. All you know, yellow
flyers
pages,
was the big one. Yeah, flyers.
Yeah, Yellow Pages back in the day was a good one too. But all those things, I mean, you still had to do them. It was a lot more difficult. So Google does make things a lot easier for you, and you're going to wind up spending a lot more than $199 a month, even back then with all the inflation, to get all those things going marketing-wise. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it is an investment, you know, to have a business, especially starting it up and getting it up and running. It's an uphill climb. It's very difficult. But this does make it a lot easier because we're putting you right in people's pocket at the moment that they're doing the search. Like, you're literally catching people as they're looking for an electrician instead of, hey, you guys need an electrician? Here's my business card. Give me a call when you need it. And then, you know, something happens and they forget they even got the card in the wallet. You know, they end up going to the yellow.
Yeah, but how many people do you know are actually searching in my area, though, is the other thing. Do you have that kind of information?
Yeah, it's called Google Analytics. It's free. You can even look it up.
You keep track of that.
Yeah, you can even look it up.
Electricians?
David, it's called Google Analytics. It's literally free. Like, it's open to the public. And you can look up, like, electrician, and then you can type in your county, or you can even put in your zip code. And it'll give you a general idea. People use it. It's called a keyword planner. So people like to see which keywords or services they should list themselves for in order to get the most eyes on their business each month. Yeah. And we use those tools in order to put you in position to get as much eyes on your business each month, you know, increase our chances of retaining you. We want to make that money every month, but that's only going to happen if we put you in position to get traffic.
I understand that. Well, let me ask you this. I would only be willing to consider this if something actually ends up transpiring within the first month of service with you. But I want to know that I'm able to opt out of it at any time I want. I do not want to be locked in.
Yeah, it's month to month, and while I will say in the first month, it's very likely, it's highly likely, but I'm not supposed to, like,
what, that'll get a record.
Yeah, that you'll generate return on investment within the first month, 100%. Well, I mean, it's
I'm not supposed to generate a return. I want to know if I'm going to get a call. I want to know if I'm going to get a call within the first month of being advertised on the,
Well,
like
that's
saying.
What I'm saying. What I'm getting at, though, is, like, the call's recorded, so Google doesn't want me to guarantee you a certain amount of clients or anything like that. I can't tell you, oh, you signed up with me today, 100% guarantee you're going to get a customer. We put you on the first page. We're not the homeowner that's going to end up paying you for the job. So Google just doesn't want us to, like, it's basically a lie. Even if I'm 100% positive in my mind that you will, no advertising agency should be guaranteeing anything to you. It's not ethical. If I tell you you're going to get 15 and you get 14, you're going to be like, this guy lied to me, I cancel.
No,
that's not how you
Not off of one.
Well, maybe not you, yeah. but I'm saying it's business owners, you know what I mean? So you can't lie to people, even if it's a little lie. You're going to end up losing them the next month, especially when you have a month-to-month service. So while I'll say it's highly likely, talking to my a friend of mine on the street who told me, hey, you know, he's in the same situation as you, I would make the same recommendation. You need to start working on this advertisement on Google. Market your business independently. You cancel Home Advisor, those three reviews disappear. That whole listing disappears. They're going to hold it all hostage, tell you to pay them more, and then they're going to charge you for every single lead that comes through. Or today, you can take the other fork in the road and go this way and start marketing yourself independently. And even if you leave us later, these tools that we're building for you are things that are going to benefit your business long term. Having all those credibility factors, having somebody just be able to look up David's Electric and see that you're verified, licensed in a real business is a huge difference.
But you know, Home Advisor mentioned your name though too. They're like, oh, are you listed with Google or this and that? I said, no. You know, so
yeah.
It's like, you have to understand, like, this is some rare coincidence. Like, how did you even come across my name or whatever? Like, of now you're
the qualified
to tell me
candidate,
something, even though you know.
Yeah.
Even though you
well,
know.
The, I think the reason they ask you, the reason they ask you that is because they know that they end up losing those guys, and they know the Google partners will tell them flat out. Like I sent you that FTC article right at the beginning of the call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we tell you at
they
point of sale,
really,
if anybody...
They're trying to shut them down? They are really trying to shut them down?
Yeah, the article's right there. The Federal Trade Commission's a public site. There's more of them, too. There's tons of them. Just look up FTC versus Home Advisor.
All right. Well, I was driving when you sent it to me, so I didn't, you know...
Oh, okay. My bad. But yeah, they used to be called Service Magic when I first started working here. And then they got shut down for like a year and a half, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor.
Then they turned into Angie Leeds. It's like
they bought Angie's in 2017 because Angie's List was going bankrupt. So the company that owns Home Advisor bought Angie's List, turned it into Angie's Leads. And basically, when they bought that, they just took everybody that was on Angie's Leads and started offering them leads. So now they're selling leads on Home Advisor, selling leads on Angie. You know, double dipping, charging the same three guys for the same information. Mm-hmm. Old lady changed her mind.
I know.
Yeah, it's just crazy. So, like, anything that's like that where you're paying per lead, you know, it's like, oh, here's a number, you give me $50, but if the number's, like, disconnected, you know, well, too bad, you know, the lady disconnected or you were too slow, they try to blame it on you. We don't do any of that. We literally just put you up there and the customers call you from there. There's a tracking system. So you could actually see what you're getting from it each month. You know, you could log into that. You have your own UN and password. You can see how it's working. But it's not like, oh, we're charging you for every click, call, lead that you're generating from the platform. So you don't have, like, these unforeseen expenses and, oh, this was your fault. You didn't call it back fast enough, you know.
All right. So what would your recommendation be? Because I want to know, if I end up doing this with you right now, what are you advising me to do afterwards, should I cancel with them immediately or what?
Well, I'm not supposed to tell you to do that. But obviously,
I
mean, if you compare these two, it'll be a no-brainer for you. It won't take very long. It is not rocket science. Like after a month or two of this, I mean, if you haven't already, then you probably will. I'm just not supposed to tell you, leave those guys and go with us. You know, they don't want it. They don't want me doing that.
How soon will I see this stuff posted on Google?
Good question. So if I signed you up today, there's a PIN verification that gets sent out. Usually takes about 5 to 7 days. We need that PIN in the mail. You only have to do that one time for as long as you own the business. So you get that little red dot on the map there. Sometimes in unique situations, they let us bypass it by just doing that Google verification form. And you fill that out and send that in. And then there's also a client interview where we got to customize the campaign, got to build your website. So, I mean, realistically, you're not going to see much the first 2 weeks, to be honest with you, just because we're going to have to build your site, do your Google verification. We got to build this stuff. I mean, we're building stuff that's going to establish your business for the long haul. So month two will probably be more profitable than month one, but, you know, it is summertime. It is the peak time of the year. I mean, you'll be able to see return on investment within the first month. We'll get you up and running. But like I said, I mean, you shouldn't expect it to be like a get-rich-quick scheme. Like, hey, I sign up today. I'm on the first page getting a bunch of calls tomorrow. I mean, that's not what I'm offering to you. I'm offering you an actual, like, long-term solution. Like, a lot of these people, when they sign up for Google advertising, they never leave it. They do it for years. Like, the length of their business, it's a tool for them to generate clients consistently and get branding.
I don't know. I got to talk to my wife about this, though, because we just have a lot freaking coming up. I mean, she's going to kill me if I freaking start another subscription.
I hear you.
No,
but
on
honestly,
top of, like,
I mean,
what I already started with, you know what I mean? And like...
So let's say,
let's play
the scenario through.
I end up doing this today. I have to now wait for what? Something to come in the mail? You said a PIN or something?
Yeah, it's called a PIN verification letter.
Okay. And then I have to contact you guys with this or what?
Yeah, there's a 5-digit number on the back of it. It's like a little postcard that says Google on it. It'll have your business name and there's a little 5-digit number on the back.
Okay.
That's called your PIN verification number. Then we verify the listing. It's part of the verification. Like, there is no business owner on the first page, David, that didn't go through this process. Like, you can't. There's literally no way to get verified on Google without going through that process. Not even if you're not even doing first page placement on Google, and you just want to verify your business for people to be able to look you up by name, like just David's Electric, you have to do this. Or you just don't exist on Google at all. Like, that's the only way to make your business exist as a company on Google is to PIN verify. Sometimes I find guys who have already done that step, and then we get them up and running a lot quicker. But you haven't done that step. So the major benefit to you, though, is that we have the availability to not only complete that step for you, but put you on the first page. Some people get verified, and then they can't even – they don't have an opening in their area for, like, a year, you know? And so now they're just, they can't even put themselves up there to be found for an electrician. And that's what most people are doing. They're typing an electrician. They're picking the top guys off the first page. That's where 90% of the traffic is.
So I'm going to be above the other two competitors or what? Like, am I going to be at the top of the list? Or
well, there's a group of three, and there's a group of three, but the way Google does it is they base it on the end user. So these three guys cover about a 35-mile radius, and then whoever's closest is going to rank, like, one, two, or three, just to kind of help the end user get the most convenient guy to them by distance. But nevertheless, I'd rather be the third guy on the first page 20 miles away or the second guy, than to not even exist online at all. Like, they couldn't even look up your name if they were trying to find you right now.
Right.
Yeah. So the difference is being seen and not being seen. So, like, within the 30-mile radius around this 18072, and this is according to the Google Analytics, electrician had 1,812 searches in the last 30 days. So I'm not saying you're going to get 1,800. Electrician, it's one of the primary keywords. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have obviously we could put you up there for other things like panel upgrades and things like that, but that's going to be your primary keyword. So, and that's probably one of the most basic ones and gets the most traffic, but we give you 15. And so that's just one of them. I'm not implying that you're going to get 1800 searches sometimes or calls. You know, people search 3-4 times over sometimes before they actually call somebody, but that's that many more times that your business would have been seen or placed in position for consideration versus zero last month of those, you know. And of those guys that maybe went down and clicked on Home Advisor, the 5 or 6 of them, they're getting 5 or 6% of them, I should say, they're getting resold to you and 4 or 5 other guys on Home Advisor by Angie's. So you gotta, you're not gonna go to your wife and say, "Hey, honey, I spent more money. Hey, honey, this thing was gonna cost me $400 a month. I found a company that's partnered with Google that contacted me today. It's gonna cost me half that, and they're gonna build my website for me. They're gonna get me listed on Bing, so I have multiple ways of generating clients. I'll be on Yelp. I'll be on Yellow Pages. I'll have Amazon Alexa voice search results. You know, and you can look me up. You know, and my Google verification's coming. Those are long-term benefits." You know, got a website coming in that's going to be optimized and attached to that Google business profile.
Now,
there's so much.
Now, do people, when they go on to Google, do they have to specifically search PenArgil, like where my business is registered, or?
No. The search engine knows their IP address.
They just
have to type in electrician on their device, like. If they're within that radius and they're typing in one of the keywords or services that we have you optimized for, then they'll be able to see you.
So mine will pop up, like, pretty quick, like, almost.
Yeah.
Almost. I mean, I know I'm not going to be the first name, but, okay.
Yeah. Because
you said I'm going to be I'm going to be the third guy below, you know, I'll be below those other first two.
Well, there's three that show on the map, so it's going to be based on the location of the end user. I mean, if you're searching from the address that you received the PIN at, you should get recommended yourself as long as the verification is done, you know. It'll be right there.
Well,
so if you're searching at home,
say that 20 miles is okay? A 20-mile radius is okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That's not unreasonable at all. If you want to go more than that, I mean, we could do that, but you're going to have to do like Google Ads or something like that too. And yeah,
that's
going to cost more money. But.
20 mile
right.
radius
well,
the, is fine.
And that, yeah, what I'm trying to do is provide a solution where it's like, okay, let's get this guy up here, start generating some traffic, get his website, get him all verified, start getting some clients in, start building up your pipeline of business. That's not to say that it's going to be $199 forever. You know, maybe fast forward a year from now or 2 years from now and you got a couple employees, and you want to expand, you know, the business has grown.
I need to stay as a sole proprietor right now. I don't plan on...
Well, that's right now.
You know,
right? So I'm saying 1 or 2 years is different. Things happen.
How many more years do you think I got in me, bro? You know, like...
You're fine. You 13 years. You said you're, what, 43? Come on, you're good. I got a guy
who lives in
DFW, Texas that I work with. He's 86. He's had the same roofing company for like 50 years.
but you have to understand, he's going out and just selling the jobs. He's not, you know, I don't think
he's contracted a lot too. He just kind of answers calls and like bids people. But he knows how to use Google Satellite and Google Maps, and he's 86. Like, come on. He's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
He's on his way out. Yeah, you're like, how long am I going to be doing this? I'm like, you're going to adapt. You know, there's going to be things in business that you haven't been exposed to yet that are going to pop up, and you're going to be like, oh, hey, no, I could just hire a guy, and I could dispatch him out to a job and another guy out to a job, and I don't even got to get my hands dirty. Just got to move money around and answer the phone calls, you know? So,
right.
Business and being an electrician are two totally different things. Like, if you work for a guy... right now, full time, all that means is that guy's just really good at doing paperwork and handling the business end of it. You know, stuff comes
right.
in, he handles it, knocks it out, moves on to the next one. It's not that he's better than you or smarter than you or anything like that. It's just, he's just jumping on the paperwork side of it instead of working with his hands all the time in the field.
Yeah, I can let him out. I'm just at one of the jobs right now.
Fine.
What was your first name again?
Jonathan. I go by John usually, though. Just J-O-H-N.
John, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what do we need to do to get this started?
Well, I got to create your Google business profile first and foremost, and then I got to send that pin out to you in the mail. So, are you saying you want to give it a shot? You know, give me your trust. Let me earn the other 99% of your business.
I mean, I'd like to, you know, put my faith in what you're telling me to be true.
It's factual. I mean, you got years and years of experience. If you hop on the internet for just, you know, 30 seconds, you could verify everything I'm telling you. The guys that are up there now had this phone call one day.
Were they as skeptical as me?
A lot of, sometimes, yeah, you know, but I have kids, so yeah. I'm no stranger to trying to get people to eat their broccoli, you know what I mean? Sometimes guys don't know what's good for them.
All right, well, yeah, I mean, I guess we'll give it a go.
Okay.
I just,
what's your
you
last
know,
name,
I don't like making, you know, you have to understand. I made enough mistakes in my lifetime, and my wife has a tendency to make sure that she reminds me of how many mistakes I've made, so this is why you have to understand, you know, to save the sake of argument, you know, 20 years of marriage with her. I got married when I was 22, okay? And she was 20.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I appreciate you being open. So let me give you some background on me, okay? You can look this up. My mom passed away from cancer. I was 16 years old. My dad went to prison shortly after that, 7 years, for a felony hit and run. Yeah, causing great bodily harm. But I'm saying, basically, from 16 to 25, I had no parents. I got emancipated at a young age. So guess what? I made a lot of mistakes. A lot of mistakes. One mistake I didn't make was when I started working here, as I pestered the CEO to give me an opportunity. Literally caught him in the parking lot and pestered him 3 days in a row. And then he finally told me, okay, come back, right? And now I have kids.
Oh,
my wife isn't originally from the United States, right? So I've gone through this lawyer stuff, getting my wife documented. I bump my head a lot, but I also take a lot of responsibility for the stuff that I've done. So I get what you're saying. and sometimes in life, you got to roll with the punches. Making quick decisions doesn't always amount to the good things. But, you know, if you're a business owner in 2024, you need this. Okay, that's all I want to say. I don't want to go into a whole spiel, but yeah, you need this. If you're expecting the business to grow, to thrive, to be your primary source of income at some point, then you're going to need all these things. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, hate to preach to you.
Last name is W-E-L-S-C-H.
W-E-L-S-C-H.
Okay.
I'm gonna send you everything in writing.
I don't want to be associated with my father either. So you can even, because he's a senior, I'm junior.
Same name.
So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, unfortunately, same name. Yeah, but I don't want to be associated with him. So.
I hear you. I know how that is. Nowadays, it's my dad. He had to go into a sober living once he got out of prison, and he's been there ever since. He's 61 years old, so he's always around crazy characters. And I might see him maybe once every 2 weeks or once a month, you know, and it's me buying him dinner or something, you know, so he could see his grandkids every now and then. But that's it, you know. Basically, like, I take care of him and them. It's pathetic, but it's, yeah, I get it. All right, so I'll make sure there's no – do you want me to put the second on here?
Well, it's – how is this going to be advertised? Is it just going to be David Electric, like, or you have to?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going
to
say David Welch Electric. Just for us.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's
fine. I'll put David Welch. Okay. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing. What's your business email address?
It's davidw9681@hotmail.com. Yes.
Okay.
As pathetic as that is, I still use Hotmail.
It's okay. It's okay. I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah.
You're not that old either. You got to stop beating yourself up. Eat your veggies, go to the gym, you'll feel better.
No, Hotmail is pretty old, though. There's not many people that use
it. Yeah, it is. It is. But I'm just saying, you beat yourself up a lot like you're old. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to feel that bad at 43. It's just because I do the right things, though. I go exercise, like, almost every day. It's a good way to get away from the wife and kids after work. I don't want to talk to anybody anymore. I don't want to deal with the baby. I'm going to go to the gym for a couple hours and just stay healthy.
Yeah.
It's good for you. Okay, and then where do I send this PIN verification letter?
It'll be at 522 George Street in Penargo. Just two words.
Got it.
P-E-N.
18072.
Yep.
I'm familiar with PA. They usually have me work in the state of PA, and I do some Texas West things as well. Update. All right. And do you want me to hide your street address online?
Hide it?
Yeah, like,
well,
I mean,
what
you're going to them, and they're not coming to you, so I don't see a reason, really.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
I'll put your city, state, and zip still on the listing. All right. And then I found your home advisor here. Your hours of operation, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 8 to 2, Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I was going to do cash and check.
Okay. No card yet?
No. I mean, I don't even know how to set that up. How I would go about paying that up.
Yeah, it helps a lot. So if you open up a business account, they'll give you options. You tell them, hey, I want a merchant processing through, like, Square. And based on your credit, they'll charge you anywhere from, like, 2 to 6%, unfortunately. But we usually put that on the customers anyway if they want the convenience of using the card. But if you don't have a business account already, I definitely recommend doing that. It just helps file at the end of the year, keeps all the business expenses and write-offs kind of in one place.
Right.
And you can just print it out at the end of the year. At your bank, you go to give print out, and you can just give that to your tax guy. Like, here's all my business expenses. And they write it all off for you. That way you don't owe anything. Save. Update, update. All right. So I have the business profile created. We're going to build this site for you. Have you developed a logo yet?
Well, let me ask you something. How come you were going off the home advisor? What was listed for business hours?
Well, I just actually pulled up. So what we have to do on every client that we sign up, we have to do what's called a name, address, and phone number cleanup. Also the website, too, but you don't have a website. But everything that's on your online listings, we go through and we basically audit and make sure that that information matches up with what we submit to Google today.
Okay.
So that way there's no discrepancies. Because if Google's AI, like, goes and starts scanning through, like, looks for your business name, address, phone number, and they say, hey, the hours on this are this, and the hours here are this, so there's a phone number on the site, but it's not the same phone number we have on the Google business profile. Can we verify that this is real? Is there a change in the number? Are we giving somebody out there a recommendation to call this electrician and that number's old? You know? So just to kind of clear those discrepancies and make sure everything's uniform, I went ahead and pulled up your information and just typed in your name and address and phone number, and those were the first things that popped up was that home advisor listing there. There's also
And you're sure you're telling what you're telling me. You don't work for these people, I hope, right? Like, you're not just another
No, I sent you our information. We're a totally different company. We've been around before Service Magic even. We were around even before they ever existed.
Well, I mean, like, are you trying to basically, you're obviously their competitor, I would say, in a sense, right?
No, the only person we're partnered with is Google. And I wouldn't really say we're a competitor. I've just noticed through my years and my experience working here that guys that use that service, they always have some kind of horror story. And so that's why I say that. If you would have talked to another rep, they probably wouldn't even brought it up.
They wouldn't have brought it up?
No. I mean, there's no reason for us to bring up Home Advisor by Angie's List or talk about another company, really, unless you know it, or if you feel like, hey, it's like a cautionary thing. But that's why I sent you, like, the FTC stuff. That's just me. You know, I don't think all of our reps here would go through that and kind of explain that to you, because you run the risk of them pulling us in and going, hey, John, you just bashed another company in order to gain this guy's business. It's not a good look. And I don't need to do that in order to sell the value of being on the first page of Google, really. But I was just trying to provide some awareness, not so much to bash them. But sometimes guys that sign up for that service have no idea how it works. I talked to a guy last week, and he didn't even know he was getting charged for leads until he literally checked his account while I was on the phone with him and realized he got charged like 3 times for these lead fees. He didn't even open them up. He didn't even know they were in his phone. Like, they texted them to him. So, you know, I like to bring awareness to that because, like you're saying, you're a dinosaur. I talk to guys older than you all the time. They're business owners, but they're not computer savvy, you know? They don't disclose everything when they sign people up.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm pretty savvy, but, like, obviously not to the experience or knowledge that, you know, obviously you are. You know, you have, and as well as my kids, you know what I mean? They're all, you know.
Yeah, but I don't like that either, that if you take advantage of them. I think the better route is to say, hey, let me break this down and explain it to you to the degree in which you're willing to learn about it. And then that way you don't have a problem justifying the expense each month because you know what you're paying us to do. And then that's how you end up working with guys for years, you know? And so that's basically, the calls are recorded, and they're going to understand, why did they offer this guy $199 for this package to do all these things for him? Because I'm thinking long-term. I'm thinking David sits back after a few months of this. He's going, hey, look at where I came from when I signed up from these guys. It's almost Christmas time. We're about to be able to get our kids everything that they want. You know what I mean? And then it's like, okay, you know, now we have a long-term thing going on. Maybe he grows it at some point, you know? You got to think more than just right now, you know? I try to get people out of that mentality all the time. Like, everybody's trying to get rich, get a buck right now. Business owners too. Oh, how fast can I, you know? It's like, look, man, this is a long-term solution for you. You know, if you stick with it, just like being a business owner, if you stick with it and keep going after it, it's going to end up working out for you. It's not all going to happen overnight, but it's going to work out for you. Anyway, I'm preaching again. You got me preaching. I don't like preaching.
I ask a lot of questions, that's why.
Okay. And I like to be really explanatory of the answers too, though. So, it's okay. Some of our guys here are really, like, vague, you know, and they're just kind of like, here, it is what it is, take it or leave it. If you don't want it, hang up, move on to the next call. Me, I'm like, I'll jump through loops, because any guy that understands this knows he should do it. It's not a bad thing to be in front of your customers at the time they're looking for you. So, all right, so I have your account created. I was going to ask you, did you have, like, a logo anywhere? You haven't got around to that, right?
I haven't gotten around to that. I would like to, obviously. Well, I mean, you said that your team can design one and all that. Are you talking about, like, a website? Yeah.
No, just, like, an actual logo for your business. Like, we're building you a website.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't have a logo, no.
Okay. We'll help you out. Okay. And any photos that you have, I want you to send into that email. Any, like, before and after shots you might want to use for the website or for your Google business profile, send those in. Okay. And then I want to schedule a client interview with you. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, David. We do ask for an hour window to complete them, just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. It really won't take an hour, but what do you think is the best time to knock out a client interview?
Will it be with you or no?
No, it's going to be with a separate representative from our department. So I'll submit the profile, and then they kind of get in there, dot the I's, cross the T's on it, make sure I'm not missing anything. And then they also will go over, like, your keywords that you want to be listed for, the service area. They'll purchase that domain and then get a general idea on how you want the website to look. And then after three business days, we'll send you over the rough draft of the site, or the initial draft. And then any changes you want to make, it's going to be a part of the service. So we'll continue to tweak it until it looks exactly how you want it to look.
Okay. Is someone able to call me later today just to try to, like, get the ball rolling?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the earliest, if you wanted, I could have somebody circle back with you at noon.
No, I'm already late as it is to work, and I have.
Okay. Well, as long as it's not 3 and 4. So 3 and 4 were booked, but any time between now and the last one is 6 and 7.
Let's do 6 and 7.
Okay.
Six.
Okay. It's between 6 and 7. They asked for an hour window to complete it, so it's going to be at 6.
That one's fine. Okay. That one's fine.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then we'll text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder, like a little heads up, in case you forget, because you're old.
I walk into a room and I forget what the hell I went in there for. Happens all the time.
Yeah, that happens to me, and I'm only 30, so that's fine. It's just a part of it. I think it's the combination of the sleep deprivation over the last couple of years with, like, so much going on. I'm just like, huh? Yeah. What I do is I get this big table calendar. I have one here in the office, and I have one at home. It's called the At a Glance. It's like a giant one, big old one. And we'll have it right by the door. And I write everything down. And sometimes my wife will write stuff down on there, too. And then before I leave, you know, or she'll pin, like, a shopping list to it, like, bring this home when you come home. And then I know everything I got to do for the day. And then I have one here at work, too. Yeah, but at work I have a digital one, too, so usually that's the preference. But the big things that aren't work-related but I still got to take care of, I just write them down, all the bills and everything. I do it old school. All right, so I have your business profile set up and the client interview scheduled. Let's go ahead and knock out this first month's payment of $199. Before I actually authorize the transaction, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, too, to outline the agreement. And then I'm also going to send you everything in writing, how you sign off on that, and then also your Google verification form for you to send in the license and the insurance and everything. Okay, let me go update. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, or you don't have a business account yet, right? It's just David Welch?
No, it's under my name, yeah.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address I'm sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
Correct.
All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. 4269.
4269.
3801. 2720.
2720.
8985.
8985. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/26.
11/26. And there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 472.
Okay. All right, I'm going to walk you through this recording. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, just for full disclosure here. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
David Zelestrick.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
David Welch.
And you are the owner?
Owner of David Zelestrick, yes.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, David, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. I'm going to reiterate that one, okay? It's very important, right? It's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you said you're working full-time, so if you're missing some calls from the customers, I'm not going to ride you too hard. I get that. But if it's coming from us, especially in over the, like the next week or so, like for your client interview, just getting everything up and running, building the site, I need you to be responsive so we could do our